Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Put out the word, Razi has emerged. Surge, most preferred from the verb and words. I finesse, try your best to diagnose. When I host, you get roast, ghost, baked grill, brawl. When I rumble, you crumble. My stuff is good like Morongo soup. Rappers getting soup front and rugged, while I'll unplug it with my somatic into nugget and expose. You know how it goes when it be gritty. When we roll, it's like we got the key to the city. It won't be pretty for you to challenge, knock you off balance. Bitter, reconsider your talent, you weasel. You're better off pumping diesel. I find it feasible, your days is over front and evil. Shouting to your people trying to bless your spot, but we don't believe that, cause CBS tells a lot on who got shot and who does all the crime.
Danger!
And you do it all the time.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Danger!
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Danger!
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Danger!
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Danger!
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
And when we in the house, ain't no time to act shiesty. Come at us spicy, do your ass, that is spicy. Boston. You get big like Mr. Boston. Beans in a box, you need more strength than just locks. I rock hardcore, even when I dress stupid. On some business shit, my street is deep-rooted. What is this shit? Rappers want to blossom, but they all a costume. Thinking we buffoon, I tell you soon, you learn the hard way. Thames and blood, going Broadway, through the theater. Hard rocks is getting weirder, like Vera. From Alice, the East is in your college on some proper shit. And it will never be the opposite.
When the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Respiratory to bless my story. You got nothing for me. It's been plotted behind doors. They scheming up for my arrival. Rappers are teaming up, doing symphonies. It's gonna be infinities when I plan my rap. You be left handicapped. Gather because I bring you no jalopy. Building on heads that be older than your poppy. Pack a NYPF back, spin to the essence. You get startled by the presence
when the East is in the house.
Oh my God.
Yo, 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 what's good, kings and queens? Once again, you are tuned into the For Real Entertainment Network. And tonight, Epiphany Radio presents for you Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Pen's Perspective. As always, I'm your host, Anonymity. And tonight, my co-host with me is none other from the Get Down himself, Mr. Poetic Van Meadows. And of course, as always, the call-in number is 319-527-6300. Press the link if you got us on Facebook. Call in to get your soul fed, listen in. And as always, always, which we encourage, press that one to be heard. Tonight's show is sponsored for you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And as we talk about Raw Links, a huge, huge, huge shout out to my brother, the one, only dope artist, author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. And for your listening pleasure, as always, we're going to open up the Crown Royal Lounge where Vegas Rules is always in play. So whatever twist it is that you have, dude, we got something there in the room for you. But as we started out with some dope music, nice vibe, we're going to continue to build in that. And as always, we're going to get ready to jump into this iron sharpens iron topic. Tonight, we really want to talk about how you come up with the greatness of your pen. We definitely want to have that discussion tonight because we all craft poems differently. And I just want to learn what it is with you, what it is that you bring to the table to make your artwork exactly what it is, the way you bring it, the way you deliver it, the way you share it, the way you compose it. So we're going to get into that topic, but right now we're going to get into another dope music vibe, and I see those callers out there already. We're excited to have you. I'm excited to hear you. So we're going to jump into a song right now, and then we're going to come back and talk about this iron sharpens iron topic. So I'm going to see you on the flip side.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, Jody and Rebecca, woman, get busy. Just say that booty non-stop when the beat drop. Just keep swinging it, get diggy. Get drunk, stop, percolate anything you want, because it's oscillating if I don't take pity. More often see you get life on the rhythm of my ride. And my lyrics up about electricity. Girl, nobody can do you nothing, cause you don't know your destiny. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next with us, them not vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till I earn them on. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Girl, don't sweat it, don't get agitated. Girl, go and rotate, cause anything you want, you know you must get it. Coming in my mansion, yo, easy tension. Girl, run the program, just go and fit it. Yo, have a good time, girl, free up on your mind. Cause nobody care, this a man won't let it. Cause you are the number one, girl, wave your hand. Make them see the wedding band, yo. Sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name, and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on till I earn them on. Let's get it on, let's get it on till I earn them on. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Come on, get busy. Just say that booty non-stop when the beat drop. Just keep swinging it, get diggy. Get drunk, stop, percolate anything you want, because it's oscillating if I don't take pity. Want to see you get life when the rhythm is a ride. And my lyrics up about electricity. Girl, nobody can tell you nothing, cause you don't know your destiny. Sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till I earn them on. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Yo, shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, yo? Annabella, shake that thing, miss. Donna, yo, miss. You're the only one named Rebecca, yo. Shake that thing, yo. Yo, Anna, shake that thing, yo. Annabella, shake that thing, miss. Can I, Dutty, yo? Yeah, hey, yo. What me go to them? Sexy ladies want war with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till I earn them on. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next with us, them not vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name, yo, it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on, till I earn them on, let's get it on, let's get it on, till I earn them on, it's a good girl.
Talk about a vibe, right? This is where we at tonight. This is the type of energy that we coming through with. So But as I promised you, before I even bring my co-host onto the show to rock out with me tonight, I have to take a moment out and talk about the journey that begun 6 weeks ago on Iron Sharpens Iron, now into our third segment every other Friday with you. I just got to take a moment out and shout out my friend, my sister, my poetic genius, my writer, Miss LaPerla Negra. Miss LaPerla Negra, who held me down the first 3 weeks just to make sure that I didn't stumble, that I was okay, that I was comfortable. Took time out of her busy schedule on all the things that she does with the on the poetry scene, being a strong sister and the head of a family, children, grandchildren, so many things, but took time out to make sure that I did not stumble, that my journey was a smooth transition, made sure I was comfortable, even called me today just to make sure that I was prepared, heard about some of the things that I was going on and since the last show in these past 2 weeks, and, you know, let me know that she's there for me. I just got to take a moment and say thank you, thank you, thank you. I am grateful for your energy. I am grateful for your support. I am grateful for your love. I am grateful for your companionship. I am grateful for your friendship. And as always, 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 I am grateful for your pen. So hopefully we get her on the line tonight to come share some poetry. But, you know, she's definitely, definitely, definitely dear to me. And I could not go any further without giving her a well-deserved thank you from the bottom of my heart. And as we talk about, you know, iron sharpens iron, Ms. LaPerla Negra was definitely a true representation, having, you know, helped me get this far. But I talk about my journey on how I even got here, and it brings me to my co-host for this evening, Mr. Poetic, Mr. Van Meadows, Mr. Genius himself. Are you with us tonight, Poetic?
Hey, 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 what is going on? Iron sharpens irons, family, and host anonymity. What's good with you, bro? I am here, man. Thanks for having me.
Man, listen, thanks for being here. You know, we talk about this topic, iron sharpens iron, and I think about my journey, and it wasn't too long ago, back in, you know, March, just a few short months ago, that my journey here even begun. Happened to just call in on the Get Down show, the Poetry Idol rendition. Happened to catch it at the right time and, you know, have a collectively 3 weeks to share this art form that we love, to eventually hosting for a month on the Get Down, you know, having you and of course, you know, J-Rob, the Poetic, you know, Wise Son, just, you know, vibe with us. And we built over the course of those 4 weeks, man. And, you know, I just think about where I am today and the relationship that we share and, you know, the laughs, the joys, the frustration, right? You know, even time right. to how we lift each other up. And the family, the Epiphany family in itself, and so many dope people. And, you know, this topic, this iron sharpens iron, while we focus on the art of writing, I think sometimes we lose touch of the focus of how we lift each other up, how we take a moment sometime. And as I gave, you know, spoke about Miss LaPerla Negra, I think about where I sit today, the comfortability that I have as a host on my own show. And I could not have transitioned it smooth had it not been for what she brought. That's what Iron Sharpens Iron is about, to have you here from where we begun is what Iron Sharpens Iron all about. So I'm just grateful. I'm overjoyed. I'm thankful. I look at the callers who's calling in, the support that we have. I just look at so many things from a, you know, a perspective of being able to sit back and see it, you know, kind of step outside of myself and see how this whole movement has shaped itself, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. So having you here with me, Poetic, is nothing shy of divinity, man. This is exactly what it is. I gained a brother. I gained a family. I can't even just limit it. You know, I speak of you and I speak of Miss La Perla Negra, but I have to talk about this entire Epiphany family and what we do. I'm just going to take a moment and just say thank you, brother. Thank you for being here and for being my co-host this evening.
Oh, man, listen, if anybody should be thanking anybody, it should be me as the station manager of Epiphany Radio for your diligence, for your artistry, for your dopeness, for you as an individual, because you had the wherewithal to call in and be a part of the Poetry Get Down Idol. And you, my brother, were consistent. Your pieces was always ready. You always rose to the occasion, no matter what the level was. So you brought yourself to this point. You brought yourself to this point. And I thank you,
but you know, the inspiration to be inspired. I mean, just think about that, to be inspired. Everyone listening to my voice right now, just think about that, to be inspired. For something to take, for something, anything, whatever that news is, that comes through and brings you to a level of greatness to be able to give you that extra push. That's what Epiphany Radio, that's what the Get Down Show has done for me. That's what I hope Iron Sharpens Iron continues to do for callers, to talk about a Royal Pen's perspective, to even take a moment and reflect on why it's a Royal Pen's perspective. Because this is not something that should just be taken lightly, where we have in this art form, in any art form that you have, that is a gift. You have the power in your pen, the power in your vision, the power in your voice, the power, we can't even limit it, to make changes in this world that we live in, to sit back and to use the gift that was given for a purpose is what Iron Sharpens Iron is all about. When we talk about given poems, for example, some, you know, critique is a word. I don't know if it's the right word because it's not really a critique, but it's just saying to you, you know, you either rose me to an occasion that of greatness. You inspired me to be great. You inspired me to take it a few notches above any limits that I already set for myself. And on the flip side, we offer this platform to be able to help not only you, but help us continue to elevate. If there's anyone who, you know, I remember, I believe that it was on the Get Down, on the Get Down Show. There was a topic, if you ask Poetic, you and J-Rob, are you the poet that you inspire to be? That you aspire to. Are you the poet that you want to be?
Yes, sir.
Think about that topic.
Yes, sir.
I think about that topic. And where we are today, I heard some callers say they were. I heard other callers say they weren't.
Right.
And it's funny because for any poet that said they weren't, they already had a vision, a goal that they're striving for to get there, which is why they said that they weren't. Excuse me. I was one of those poets who actually spoke as I am. But I will say this. The poet that I am today is not the poet that I would be comfortable being a year from now. I have vision. I have goals. I have dreams. I talk about this playwriting, and there's so many other things. I speak to so many artists who are talking about that book that they're authoring, or talking about that studio time to put out this project, or hearing about those collaborations with such great artists across state lines and various, you know, obstacles to be able to to reach and connect and create an art form. And when you have those goals, then you have to ask yourself at some point, did you reach them? And then if you haven't at that time and you set yourself behind your goal, you're striving for something at that moment, that same poet, to speak for myself, that said, today I am the poet that I aspire to be, but 6 months from now, that could change. So,
right.
You know, poetic,
right.
I think about so many different topics, my brother, and I remember something that you shared with me, and it kind of even, you know, it was even an inspiration behind the topic, you know, the concept of the Iron Sharpens Iron show, was we had a backstage discussion in reference to how we compose poems. And
for
I
sure.
remember that discussion. And it's funny because you and I, we both take two different approaches to how we craft poems. And I
right.
remember when you shared, I'm not going to give it away, I'll let you discuss that, you know, share with the listeners that. But I remember when you said it to me, and after you told me, I listened from a different perspective, if you will. And then I could really, really, really appreciate the sheer genius of how you develop and the why behind it. I'm not going to give it away. I'm not going to steal your thunder. Definitely want you to share that with our listeners, because I found that to be very, very, very inspiring is one word to say, but the genius of it, because it's something that I don't possess. I don't have that. So the Iron Sharpens Iron, here we're talking about something that you take a perspective on, that I don't have that same gift, and yet I'm motivated by it, that makes me still want to touch on it and try to, you know, try different things. So I can go on and on, man, but I'm going to give you, I'm going to turn
right,
it over to
right.
you to just maybe share a little bit of how you craft your pieces. And with that, after you share, I would, you know, ask if you don't mind, I know you brought something for us tonight. I know the listeners are anxious to hear it. I definitely am. So if you want to share kind of your approach to it and introduce what you have for us this evening, I will turn the mic over to you now.
Thank you, good brother. I appreciate it. You know, my approach to crafting poetry, right? One of the things that I know, and I will tell you all the time, that there's no such thing as a writer's block. There is an ability
mm-hmm.
for you to block yourself from writing, but never a writer's block, because everything around you is poetry. You're a poet, everything around you. So in crafting my poetry, if I don't have a topic that I'm usually writing on or a specific genre, I usually start writing from something I'll hear, from a word, from, you know, just from any other inspiration, and I'll start writing and I'll start crafting my piece. But once I'm done crafting my piece, I never reread it. I never recite it. I don't check it for errors. I grammatically put an error in every single one of my pieces on purpose, because I want to see who's reading them.
Mm-hmm.
And La Perla Negra definitely reads my pieces, because she always inboxes me and says, hey, did you mean to put this in here like this? Did you mean to have this work? Did you mean to do this? So I know that she's reading my work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I don't reread it is because when I give it to you, I want you to have it in the rawest emotions and feelings from the moment that I crafted it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have the ability to go back and change it. I don't want to have the ability to say, you know what, I should have added this in, I should have did this. No. Once it's finished, it's finished.
You know, poetic, I know I said that, you know, to jump in the poem, but I think even before we do that, even what you said requires a little bit of discussion. I don't think I would do, you know, not only our listeners, but myself any justice in not diving a little bit into that. So, you know, you speak about when you craft it, you hone in on something that when you're drafting it and you hold that. I remember you shared that with me before. You said, I don't go back and reread it. And I actually asked the why, and you, for the same reason that you just said, because of the authenticity of it. So
absolutely.
I do have a question behind that. Now, I've heard your poetry. I have had opportunity to host with you for 4 weeks straight, and I can literally vouch that you compose brand new pieces even on the day of the show, literally hours before or minutes before the show's supposed to start, and you're giving it the final touch. And I ask,
yes, sir,
because you bring what you do, bring your work. I'm a fan. My question for you with taking that approach is, let's take a poem that you have that's now maybe 6 months old.
Okay.
Now that that poem's been shared, it's been written, it's been shared. Is that poem, at that point, is that a poem that you still feel the same emotion from it? Or is that poem now become a draft for something that you recreate from as time has passed? And, you know, does the poem evolve for you? Like, what is your, how, taking that approach, the authenticity of that approach, and where you wind up, you know, how does, what do you do with that same poem that you don't go back and reread or go back and practice to make, because you definitely bring it, as we're going to hear tonight for the listeners on the call. If you have not had an opportunity, I don't know where you've been, what rock you've been under, if you haven't heard Poetic, but he does co-host the Get Down every Thursday, which is definitely one of the hottest shows that I've ever tuned into. And I say that, as you know, I keep it 100 with you. 100. That's why I host the Iron Sharpens Iron. I don't fabricate. So what do you do with that poem, say, 6 months from now or a year from now? Does it still mean the same to you, or is it, what do you do with that piece?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I write like 3 to 5 poems a day. So
that piece that I
wrote 6 months ago is so far down in my poetry list that I generally won't even go back to recite it. If you hear a poem that I've done more than once within the same week or within 2 weeks, it's because the host has asked for another round. Now, there are some of my conscious pieces that, because of the climate of today, if I wrote a conscious piece about 6 months ago and I'm redoing that conscious piece, you may get a different emotion because I'm more angrier than when I wrote it. And many of you, my piece, Don't Push Me, every time I recite that piece, it has a different emotion attached to it. And we was literally talking moments ago, and I was talking to you about the news. And each time I recite that piece, if I've seen something in the news or heard something that has happened as it pertains to that particular piece, it gets more and more aggressive until there's change.
That's probably the stuff.
But yeah, man, I try to write at least 3 to 5 poems a day. And yes, usually the day of the show, I won't write a poem for that show until the day of the show, literally. And it may be hours before. And the piece that I'm going to bring tonight is actually fresh ink. I wrote it today or yesterday, maybe yesterday. I think I finished it yesterday. Yeah, I finished it yesterday, last night. And this piece is actually an inspired piece.
Inspiration.
On my show, Let's Talk About It, Rain actually came through and she did this beautiful piece about, you know, there was so many different things in it, but it was more so about conversations, about language, and it was just a real emotional piece, and it clumped, and I promised her a rebuttal piece for it, so that's what I'm going to give you tonight. Is the rebuttal piece for the inspired piece that Rain's piece inspired me to do. And it's called Conversation of Revelation.
Well, brother, if Rain inspired this piece, who I happen to also be a huge fan of, then I cannot wait to hear what you have. So with that being said, the mic belongs to you.
Thank you, my brother. There's something about the way her words touch my soul, reaching a depth of me that makes me lose control, especially when my name rolls off her lips, almost like her octaves have grown fingertips. So sultry, it makes me move in such a way that grabs and grips my reality each day. My thoughts reveal something about our connection, that we make love with our conversation. Our words romantically escape from our lips, creating riveting sounds from our vocal cords with sensual vice grips. She yells at the top of her octaves, showing me a deeper level of understanding her pain waves, when she just wishes her words would melt into my soul, so she can be vulnerable and know I'll protect her soul. In my capacity to love, I want her to verbally nature, to not be defiled by my stature. As she pushes out every word and breath, I want to protect the very thing that she clings to so she don't guess just how much I hear and listen to her tone. Her silent screams now heard aloud, and I tell her she's no longer alone. I've got her through all the literal madness. I may not be a white knight in shining armor, but if I undress and disrobe my fighting gear, me regurgitating her words with power and passion is all you will hear. 'Cause she did the one thing that cemented her position. She trusted me with the conversation of her nouns and verbs, mixed with adjectives and adverbs. How can I not want to make love with our conversations with her while she is naked and ready for cerebral stimulation? And that's that piece.
You know, oh my goodness, I just put in the back page, literally, this poem, OMG. You know, I said earlier, Poetic, that we spoke before about how you craft, and I talk about being inspired in Iron Sharpens Iron, and the things that, you know, the things that we hear you say. There's no such thing as writer's block. You write 2-3 poems every day. This, fresh ink, yet comes across to my ears, to my emotion, as something that is a masterpiece. Like, how can you just draft something just in one sitting and not walk away and try to find a way to even elevate that it can just come off that way? But that is why you can profoundly state that there is no such thing as writer's block. And as a poet, there's something that you said, and I got that before I had to put my pen down and just simply listen. You spoke about it was almost as if her optics had fingertips. And from that point, you went in about how the poem touched you, the metaphor used, the similes inspired in that to bring that full circle. And yet, to just think about the genius of Poetic, what flows through the mind, through the heart, through the emotion, and to the pen that touches paper to make sure that we get a visual. When the poet says there's no such thing as writer's block, he is a poet because he has the gift to be able to open up his eyes and see beauty in anything that surrounds him. That is what Iron Sharpens Iron is all about. That piece is what poetry is. That, sir, is what makes you a superhero, because it's your words, it's your ability to be able to take something that some people just glance over and can't see the beauty in it, yet you can bring it to life. You save lives through your pen. You save lives through your art. How are you not a hero? How are you not a gift? How can you not be part of Iron Sharpens Iron and not recognize what this topic is all about when you scream poetry, when you wake up and you live poetry? When you can't even help, every time your pen hits the paper, you craft poetry. Poetic, simply a masterpiece of a poem. I really, really, really just drafted it, and I've heard quite a few pieces that you've written. And I've learned a little bit more about your writing style tonight, to know that there's poems that I make notes of, some of my favorite poems, and to think that if I want to hear these again, I'm going to have to make sure that you keep an archive, because they get buried so deep so fast that this is one of those pieces I ask you to keep fresh, or put it on the event page and definitely send it to my inbox, because this was a beautiful, beautiful, descriptive piece about how you made love in this poem. And I absolutely loved every single thing about that piece and where you it came from. I thank you, sir. That was amazing. And I'm quite sure that when the mics light up, I'm just asking everyone, if you had an opportunity to be on the call at this time, please share what that meant to you, because I know what it meant to me. That was a genius piece of art, poetic. I'm snapping fingers, standing ovation. Thank you for bringing that tonight. Awesome ink. I am definitely sharpened down.
And, you know, it's funny. Your words humble me. But I'll be honest with you, I had no idea what I was going to write for the show. I had no idea. And then I remembered that I had this piece to do. And Rain was like, yes, sir, you still owe me a rebuttal piece to my piece. I was like, you know what? I have it for you in a few moments. And just give me a little bit. So I went to work, started writing, and I just remember the words of her poem. And they were just coming back to me, and it was almost like your favorite ice cream, right, on a hot summer's day.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been craving it. You've been craving it. And right in that moment when you get it and you taste that first lick of it, it's like, it's like heaven. And that's how my pen was when I started crafting this piece, when I started writing. You know, I never know when the poem's going to be finished until the pen says it's finished, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just felt refreshing to write from this perspective compared to her perspective, because in her piece, I heard her crying out. I heard her wanting and releasing all of these emotions at once in that piece. I said, yeah, I said, this is it. This is, yeah. So thank you, my brother, for allowing me to share that.
Man, I will say this. Hopefully, we can get Rain on the call tonight. I got fingers crossed and toes crossed, and I don't believe in luck because I'm blessed, but I'm going to take all angels this way, because when she comes on, if she comes on, I'm speaking it into existence, that, you know, even if she has a piece prepared to come through, I want to make sure to take time and permit, because I would love to hear what inspired that pen. So, Ms. Rain, if you're on the line tonight, I do want you to bring whatever you had for us tonight. Maybe we might have to shorten our discussion because you are being called out for a specific poem, but I will not stunt whatever you have for us tonight. So if you are listening in, please get that poem that inspired that piece of greatness together, because I need to hear that. I missed the show. I have not been near poetry this entire week. Some of you know I've been dealing with some things over the course of these past 2 weeks. So I missed every show this week. So I'm down for some, you know, for some ink that I missed, okay? We need the rewind, and I'm asking for it. So, Ms. Rain, if you're on the line, please, please, please search for that piece, because you are being called out for that one and definitely whatever else you might have in the cut for that. So I'm hoping she calls in, my brother. I'm hoping, because that was a dope piece of ink.
Absolutely. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man. But we – hey man, let me go on record and say this. I am a huge fan of your ink. I mean, huge fan. Since day one when I heard you spit. So my brother, I am hoping that you are going to bless the mic right now so that we can hear the dynamic pen from Anonymity.
Well, brother, I'll tell you, as I mentioned, I've been away from the writing and the poetry scene, just dealing with some life issues, right, between professional and personal, you know what I'm saying? But as I listened to that piece, I didn't know where I wanted to go, and I think about how we craft. So I heard the making love to the wordplay and the writing and the adjectives and all that. And it made me think of one of my classic pieces, a classic piece, a very, very, very older piece. It's a piece that's actually more than 10 years old. So, you know, I think as I hear it, I'm going to take a different approach, more of an erotic approach, but it does definitely tie into this iron sharpens iron and kind of how I craft, because I am one who goes back and find ways to build and, you know, compose pieces to try to, you know, make them my favorite. So with that, I'll share a poem.
All right, brother, the mic is yours.
So this is one of my classics. If some people on the line may have heard it, all I ask is that maybe you appreciate it, okay? And it's not for the faint at heart, so it's definitely for the erotic ear. And I'll go into that piece. She wanted to fuck my poem. Said the movements of my tongue caused her pussy to tsunami, creating tidal waves of orgasmic spasms when I spit these lyrics into her ear. So she rolled the vibrations of my voice, hips gyrating to the tempo of my flow. She enhanced my poem with ad-libs of moaning and groaning through lust-induced sound effects. She reverbed the echo of orgasms as she climaxed upon the metaphors of my tracks and impacted my diction through oral stimulation, subjecting my audience to her verbal temptation as she spat speech from the contracting walls of her snatch while they watched as she lap danced to the flickering of my tongue. She masturbated with my simile, engaged in a menage with haikus and sonnets while three verses danced foreplay across her skin. The suggestiveness of my erotic poetry influenced her desires to sunbathe and my oral ejaculation, so she gave head to my doctrine, swallowing such words of persuasion, accusing me of impregnating her cerebellum with my mental stimulation, like I infiltrated her mind with my verbal penetration. So she secretly implied that the intensity of my delivery was guilty of piercing the walls of her chastity, violating her ear cavity like a virgin being fucked for the very first time. Such a prima donna. Fantasizing that the spit upon my lips was like pre-cum on her vagina, so indirectly she accused me of inviting her to fuck my poem. And through her moan, she professed the extension of my tongue with black magic, hypnotizing her with my taboo voodoo, indicating that the words I once written in cursive cursed her, testifying that my signature has been etched upon her clitoris, leaving her panties drenched each time she heard me spit poetry, even if I didn't spit it erotically. Subconsciously, she was getting high when I exhaled so she could inhale on every breath that I breathed, offering her body as the canvas of my artistic expression, enjoying how I satisfy myself like stroking the pen's erection, perceiving my words as an X-rated reflection mirrored by her own image on stage. She's been influenced by her perception of a microphone, trolling erotically while getting off, like that was her pole to get off on. So mentally she transformed this stage into her bedroom, allowing me to serenade her in the privacy of this venue, setting in your windows that I was prepared to make love to her gently by fucking her lyrically in the presence of many, because that's how bad she wanted to fuck my pole. She said she wanted to rest my pen between the lines of each page that was written, hoping to hold my thoughts by her inner thighs, suggesting that I should dip myself tip into her ink and write with her orgasm, because she received my words like an eruption, building from the tension deep within, stimulating an unsettled foundation, causing her volcanic walls to gush relief, rationalizing that she could actually feel me coming in her ear tonight, and using the passion for my expression infused with words that procreate life, and to she described how she lusts for the discharged verbs mixed with adverbs, influencing nouns and adjectives, manipulating subjects with predicates in a sexually explicit manner. So she wanted to rescue my thoughts, rapture my articulated idiom from the pages which held them by masturbating life into them. She molested my words as she communicated with them, consummating her twisted desires for them. She confessed that she became obsessed with the expression of my erotic poetry, hoping to flow with me in harmony, but her words have been trapped in tongues like, my poem violated her lungs and sucked her breath away as she stood on stage exposed. She said that she could not wait until the day till I record the play so we can act out our indiscretion, me taking the role as the writer, the director, the actor, leading her into the next chapter of my creativity, offering her a deeper part of me scribed between the walls of poetry while she improvised her moans, simply because she wanted to fuck my poem and peace.
Yo. Amen. There was so much going on in this piece, man. I love this piece. I think this is my second time hearing this piece, man. And I love the way your wordplay in this piece was just sick. Just sick. When you start talking about all the sexual innuendos of this piece, is just like, oh my God. All because she wanted to do what to your poem? Bro. Clapping and snapping, bro.
Man, I appreciate it. You know, that poem will never get old to me. That's one of the few poems that I say that I'll have that actually I would say is finished. One of the few. I go back, I'm one of those, you know, the way my ink flows is I probably have a handful of poems that I could actually say is done, because as the mood changes for me, so does the poem evolve. I could take a poem and take a line from a poem and recreate a whole other poem in a totally different direction, depending on how the wind may blow. So This one is dear to me because it is one of my completed poems. And as I said, it's over a decade old. And even when I get an opportunity to share it, I hear it. And, you know, it always inspires me to try to raise. So I thank you for definitely thank you for that. And like you said, second time and still to get that, especially from a fellow artist who actually, you know, we craft differently, and to be able to receive that, knowing that you heard it the second time, brother, I thank you for that. It just lets me know that, you know, my ear definitely continues to, you know, just to breathe in this art form. So I thank you, man. I thank you. But, man, listen, I know, like you, you're anxious, man. These callers have been on here ready to light up and get ready to go in. So I tell you what, before we jump into them, what I'll do is I want to make sure we're going to give a quick station identification. And, you know, from there we're going to get on these callers. So, man, ready to go with it. So, once again, right? You are, guys, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, you are tuned into the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is Epiphany Radio. Tonight we are presenting for you Iron Sharpens Iron, A Royal Pen's Perspective. As I am every other Friday night, your host, Anonymity, and tonight my co-host is Poetic. You might know him from the Get Down. You might know him from Let's Talk About It. I know him as a very, very, very dope artist, dope poet, my brother. Poetic. So the call-in number for tonight is 319-527-6300. As always, call in to listen, to be inspired. Push that link on, if you're on Facebook, to listen in, but I strongly encourage pressing that one to be heard. And tonight's show is sponsored for you by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? Big shout out to our CEO, the author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas. And the Crown Royal Lounge is open. We got drinks flowing. We got other things happening. As you know, all I'll say is Vegas rules. So whatever goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas, and the same thing applies at the Crown Royal Lounge. So we're going to get ready to get these lines open, get into some dope discussion, get into some dope poetry. Poetic, you ready to find out who we got first up on the line?
Oh, yeah, bro. Oh, yeah. Who we got?
Who we got waiting?
We got La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, man. Hey, Sincere. Man, y'all.
Hey, Miss LaPearl.
You know what? I got to say thank you so much for the recognition. And I appreciate you letting me, you know, be there and help you out, you know, and show you around the studio and everything. Wow. I'm learning how to take compliments. Thank you.
You know, Miss LaPearl, I'm not on the call if he's calling in tonight. But I know this was the first Iron Sharpens Iron show that you weren't co-hosting with me. And I had to take a moment to show you love, because that's all you showed me was love from day one. You have not stopped. You have been a rock. No matter what was going on, you know a little bit more than a lot of our listeners about what, you know, the past couple, what this week was like for me, you, Poetic, you know, For Real, so on and so forth, the Epiphany family. But, you know, to be here with the energy, and every time I get an opportunity to be here, it's like I'm in a totally different atmosphere, right? This takes me away from any of the real life things, whether good or not so great, right? But it puts me on that cloud. It puts me up there in that dimension that nobody can touch me, because that's where we go. So you are definitely part of that, and you are here with us tonight. You came through again. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Queen. Just in the presence of greatness right now. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the call right now. I am on the line with both Poetic and La Pearl Negra. You have no idea what this feels like. I apologize, but I get the opportunity to talk to the both of them together, so I'm in my seat rocking. You know how I do.
Oh,
you know how I do.
Oh, man.
Wow. Oh. But, you know, Miss La Pearl Negra, mm-hmm. we're here talking about how we, you know, compose, how we draft our art, how it is inspired. We come up with topics, we come up with different things, and, you know, being part of the Epiphany family, we're always writing. So would you mind sharing with some of us maybe how you come up with composing some of your greatness?
Okay. Sure. First, I'd like to reiterate on what Poetic was saying earlier about writer's block. There is no such thing as writer's block, because us as creatives, as artists, there's always something to write about. We're always working on something, even if we're not aware of it. It's just certain things we don't want to say that mm-hmm. keeps us from putting pen to paper. That's all mm-hmm. it is. There's no such thing as writer's block. Now, as far as where I get my inspiration, or just writing, my I have a passion for it,
mm-hmm.
but I won't write unless I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, anybody knows me knows I always got something to say. Okay, it's very very rare that I don't have anything to say. And I'm always writing. I have a lot of incomplete pieces, but I'm always writing. And you know what? Pharrell told me something a long time ago. Art is child of the artist. So it's we're always doing something. We're always creating something. And ever since I came to A. Tiffany, I have learned so much from the unique individuals in this family. And I've gotten a lot of inspiration, a lot of ideas. I've stolen some lines. I stole a lot of lines from them. I might have switched them around, but I put a whole lot of what they say in a lot of my pieces. I just know how to play with them and manipulate the words a little bit. But I draw inspiration from everything. The air that I smell, the sounds that I hear, the things that I see, certain words that people will say. It might be the way a person is walking down the street, their body language, anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just draw my creativity from that, from life, period.
So I know, Poetic, I know you got some, listening to where she comes from, the things that she's inspired, where, her vision, what, the things that's spoken for, while she agrees with you that, there's not writer's block. I have a question for actually both of you, either one of you. What would you share? Let's just say, for instance, we get a caller on the line, or not even on the line. Let's just say that there's a topic, right, for example, and then you have a poet, someone that, you definitely are inspired by their ink, and they come to you and say, man, I'm having writer's block. Either one. I would really like to hear from both of you what your how you might approach that particular poet at that time. What would you share with them? How would you kind of build from that? Either
ladies,
one. I'm call anybody out in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I would say just what I told you guys. I always stop people in their tracks and I say, now look. What is it that you don't want to write down? What is it that you don't want to say that you don't want people to know? Because that's all it is. That's it. Other than that, write down what you're feeling, what's in your mind. That's it. And trust me. Now, unlike Poetic, I guess I could, but I don't. I prefer not to give y'all the raw, uncut version of my piece that I write down. When I go to spit, I have to read it to myself several times because I don't want to stumble over my words. But David Mott told me, write down whatever it is that comes to mind and you can sort it out later. Don't go stopping and changing that shit around and playing with it like that. Just write it down first. And then if you want to change later on, go ahead. But keep it raw like that. But I do have to read it to myself several times. But as far as talking to people, man, look, it's only things that you don't want to say that keep you from writing. That's it.
Interesting perspective. Poetic, if I can ask, man, just thinking about what Danielle said on towards the end of that, right? She says that, again, while she agrees that writer's block does not exist, just, you jot it down. However, she does take a different approach because she also speaks about she doesn't share the raw because she doesn't want to stumble. She doesn't want to, different things. She wants to craft it. She wants to draft it. She wants to bring it to the point where she set a goal and she's stretching her pen to reach that goal. Yet I know you kind of take a different approach. So, not to rebuttal, because I know we all come from different perspectives, but kind of on that same topic, right, a poet, let's just say it's me, myself, for a minute, I come to you and I'm like, man, Poetic, I've been trying to draft, man. I just can't get it together, man. I just feel like I'm having writer's block, right?
Right.
Knowing from where you come from, and you don't go back and redraft your poems, right? So with the freelance writing, it may not make sense to me. So what kind of advice, just from where you stand, in your art form if you would share advice for someone like me who might be stumbling with the writer's block?
I would say to you, take a look around. Stop, breathe, just look around. Wherever you are, just look around.
Mm-hmm.
And grab inspiration from something that is in your view. Something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's a cup sitting on your table and you see the sweat dripping off of it. Use that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's your computer mouse and the way you got to hold it and point and click. What are you using? You're using your fingers to touch this inanimate object. Write about that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think so much about a topic. Think about what you see. And you are a poet.
Mm-hmm.
String words together. You can make them rhyme. You have metaphors for days. That's the
mm-hmm.
moment where you can be your most creative, because you're not trying to go with a form or a fashion. You're just writing.
Mm-hmm.
And brother, there's
mm-hmm.
so many things you can take. I mean, you know, a young lady asked me, she said, how do you write erotic poetry? I said, what do you mean? I said, I could take you sitting in that chair and make it erotic. I could take my laptop and write about it in such a way that you would say, oh, my God, that got me so turned on and hot. Brother, you got the same. You had the same capability when you think that you can't write. Think about the things that you love the most and start writing.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, man, listen. Dope. So basically, taken from both, you know, both perspectives, both agree, which I totally agree with the both of you, that writer's block does not exist. But but from the perspective that you're both coming from, the agreed thing is that we have an ability as artists to see beauty in anything. You use the concept about, you know, the mouse, for example, a cup sitting, you know, sitting on a table. You know, a person sitting there, and how you can see a vision of erotica in something that can be so non-erotic. I listened to your piece today, which is, again, Miss Rain, if you're in there, I hope you got that poem, because I have to hear that. But, you know, how you took and you just used the wordplay. You made love. You made love through poetry, to poetry, in the poem earlier. So, so for everyone listening out there, and, you know, if you do have writer's block and you want to share your troubles or struggles, I should say, not troubles, but your struggle with writer's block, because you may not agree with myself. You may not agree with Miss LaPerla Negra. You may not agree with Poetic. You know, you may not. And we want to hear that because it's relevant and it's real. So with that being said, Miss LaPerla Negra, I know that you have some ink that you came through to share with us tonight. Would I be correct in assuming that?
You would be.
I wouldn't have it any other way. That was a asinine. That's a rhetorical. That one is a stupid question. I don't believe in stupid questions, but that was one. That was just making sure we sharp tonight. But with that being said, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Beneath My Beautiful. He says, let me see beneath your beautiful. Stop making me peek. He says that my light shines so bright that I keep trying to cover it. Never have I been touched so deep without being in sexual proximity, and yet it feels so right. When he gazes upon me, I get a burst of sensations inside, so wonderful, so sensual, so sweet. Like that perfectly timed breeze flowing over the body, bringing an exhale of ease and just being free. His words, his presence, his energy, his truth. Have mastered my body because he makes love to my mind. But I fall in love every day. It's like a dream sent to me I'm not trying to wake up. He says that's beautiful. Real, true beauty is an essence of the light divine, fluid and free-flowing and effortlessly rhythmic inside, like the water of a natural spring. True beautiful doesn't have to try. It just naturally is and will be. He says, it's how I speak to myself in my head and how I carry myself, about what I say to myself when I look in the mirror and simply just how I'm feeling myself. So forget about that looking towards outward, outside approval of the unnecessary extra. And understand and appreciate your own authentic, unique beauty. Because it doesn't come from anything outside of me. And you may find many similarities, but there's no comparison for the uniqueness of a true beauty. Now wipe off the mirror of your soul and see who you really are and just let beautiful be. And that's that piece.
Wow.
Goodness.
You know, I just put in a channel, I said, you make love with your cadence. Simply beautiful. I listen to you. There is so much passion. When you spit a piece for me, you take me places. Talk about power in words. You don't just write beautiful words. You spit beautifully. You pause at times to make sure that stroke of your pen, that the way it rolls off of your tongue penetrates into a place that motivates wherever you're trying to go. You take me there with your words. You never fail to do so. You make love with poetry, true poetry, true. The essence of making love, something that's in societal views is missing today. And you don't even bring, nasty or pornographic, I should say. You bring beautiful. You bring beautiful. So once again, absolutely enjoy you. I really, 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 really do.
Hey man, listen. You know. You talked about my piece being pure poetry and true poetry. Her piece, if you listen to it, you close your eyes and you listen to it. You can hear the beauty. I mean, beauty was personified in that piece. And this, like you said, the cadence. You know, this was a different cadence for her. It was very slowed down. It was very mellow. And if I had to put a visual on it, I would say that someone was actually running their fingers through her locks as she spit this because she felt that comfortable and felt so relaxed that she wanted to make love with her voice and her words. Beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Tell that guy stop playing your locks. Tell him stop playing in your locks. Break
I wish. You know, I try not to get jealous, but that play in the locks line, if that's what it takes to bring that out, play in them locks.
I know that's right, bro.
But not be Jay on the check, man. I'm just throwing that out there, okay? I know the other half of the get down can't be too far behind. I'm just throwing it out there in the atmosphere. I don't know. I'm on the event stage, but somebody's touching them locks. And I know that right now, right, with all this LSP, even though I still represent on the flip side.
Right, so, there you go.
But with all this LSP, I know
I know somewhere J-Rob got hair standing up in his arm right now saying, ooh. That better not be you playing in the block, J-Rob, because while I definitely want that Inspire to continue coming, we need our LSP to still kind of shine through, brother. So I'm just throwing that out in the atmosphere. But while I am throwing that out there in the atmosphere, Miss La Perla Negra, you know that we got the Crown Royal Lounge open, right? But there was something in the dark in the VIP room. What there? I didn't mention. I didn't mean to mention the VIP. But now that I mentioned the VIP room, I got something set up back there tonight for those who just bring that lusciousness with their tongue, and it's a shadow box.
Awesome.
And I'm gonna take a moment. I'm gonna dip off into the shadow box, and I just ask you to bring all them beautiful words with you over there because I want to enjoy your tongue. Did I just say it online?
Oops. Thank
I'm
you.
My man.
I'm in
school. That's all right. We I understand.
Anything's bound to happen. But we definitely got some drinks over there. I got a nice bottle of wine. I got a nice red wine for you out there tonight. But anything else that you want, so... definitely, I thank you for stopping through. I ask you to stick around. I'm going to escort you to the Crown Royal Lounge, and we're going to get this party started. So that's good with you.
That's my pleasure.
Always,
thank you.
As always.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
Mm. One love, one mic.
Wow. Poet.
Wow, just wow. Just wow, bro.
The show has begun.
Yes, it has.
The show has begun. And as we talk about now that the show has begun and we got the Crown Royal Lounge open, I know we got somebody else out there that's ready to come slide through, have some, share some iron sharpens iron, talk about, some perspectives from where they build their poetry, right? Maybe even have a discussion around writer's block a little bit. But I'm anxious to see who else we got out there on the line. So, I'm going to turn it over to you to introduce the next caller.
Absolutely. Next up on the mic, man, we got our good brother, my go-go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro? Mr. Automatic, are you there,
yeah,
sir?
Yes.
What's good, bro?
What's good,
yes, I'm
kid?
Here.
What's
everything's good?
Okay. Okay. Man,
glad
listen,
you're here, brother.
First and foremost, I want to thank you.
Hey,
for stopping through.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you clear. You able to hear us?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I've been to you,
man.
I'm just
gentlemen Friday night. What's good with you?
Man, I've just been working.
Okay.
Man.
That's never a bad thing. Never a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, man, we got this topic tonight. We're just discussing.
I have a piece.
Okay.
I have a piece. Hold on. I have a piece I was going to read, but I'm going to do my freestyle. My phone's acting crazy.
Oh, well, listen, we're going to turn the mic over to you and just let you run with it. How's that?
All right.
Brother, the mic is yours.
All right. His name is freestyle. It's called The King of Codes. I am an isolated thunderstorm. The world has been reborn. I brought the purpose of my poetry. Become in many groups and sing for the first time. Was the knowledge to swallow? But keep on inking like there's no tomorrow. I put everything in it, and you can feel the solid, the pure knowledge. I am the King of Codes. I'm like the vision beyond the risen. Let me stretch your mind out of that state of a prison. I'm like poetry with a major addiction. Some people didn't like the flavor. They didn't like the nature. they were like, I am, but I said, just scram. It's many sayings when I just don't give a damn. My poem was in that group, that took it down, said that it was not good enough. But my poetry is hot like lava. And when you take my poem down, it may just be like drama. I come with the intensity. I come with the energy. I'm like relentless when I take care of business. You, therefore, you say I am. And I'm like, I don't give a damn. With the pollution, I bring Houston. Because I guess what you bring in is nothing but confusion. I heard your little talk saying that black people did not read. But I guess in the killing instincts, this is how I proceed. Now you ain't Tina Marie of no poetry. This is like your name is like vulgar, my natural. I am like an animal, like words like a capital. You see like words like an annual. I came here to be the predator, the messenger, destroy you with two words of the context. Now what's next? You didn't like my poem. And you say, I am? I am who? I am what? Now you're nuts. Yes. My words, I never sell for less. My words, I like to address. And I don't care if you ain't in the press. It was in your group, and you said, I am. So I had to shut you off. I had to shut you up. Words could never get enough. Lame as sand, and I'm not playing with words that I start displaying. Yeah, that be you. Yeah, that be you reading those news articles, calling that poetry, please. It's like that kind of disease put me asleep, and I'm rolling real deep. I am the king of codes. Know that I am the king of codes. Rise and surprise, and I analyze. Before you even write me off, before you take my poem out your group, I am the king of codes. Now solve. Try to solve me, and you can't figure me out. Never. Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, the Lyrical Engine. 10 years in, I'm all in, wiping and dry.
Yeah.
Brother. Poetic, I'm gonna let you start off with this one.
Hey, man, there were a lot of subliminal shots and direct shots being taken up in that piece. Hey man, I dug this. Nice ink, bro. Nice ink.
Thank you.
Brother, I gotta say, we're on the Iron Sharpened Iron show. You started off your poem. I was listening. I was like, man, powerful, powerful, powerful wordplay. Just wanted to bring it to me, to deliver it to me. And then, I don't know what you heard in your writing when you get it, when you got there, but you just took the dial and you turned it up. And I was in the back channel and I actually said, he just turned it up. And then I could tell when you felt it in your delivery, everything just came off. And it was exactly what it is and what Poetic just said about the subliminals. Apparently there were subliminals because you had a part of it and they poured out. You didn't have to say, no name, didn't have to go there, but you definitely was that you def whatever it was when you composed that piece, it was heard. I heard it come out. And I want to thank you for that because that is what this art form is all about. I want to feel it, and not just. I don't want to just hear beautiful words or word play or all that. I want to feel your piece. That's why we have this platform to spit our pieces, and you did just that. It turned up at the time when it was supposed to turn up. So I want to thank you for that, brother. That was a dope piece of ink, and
yeah.
I would ask because there were a lot of subliminals in there that I would definitely love to go back and reread. So if you don't mind sharing that on the event page, it would most definitely be appreciated. Yes, sir.
That was a freestyle. But I did write a poem called I Made Enemies. And then it's almost like, if you know me, it's almost like you know who a direct shot is. I am a poet. That freestyle poem came about because my poem was in a certain group, and that poem was taken down. I think it was about Malcolm X or something like that. And it was taken down, and I didn't appreciate it. So I made a poem called "I Made Enemies," and then so I just, when somebody took my poem down, I just went for a throat. You know what I mean? I just
gotcha. Gotcha. You know, okay.
Don't play with my poem, my poetry.
Hey, listen, we got a motto here on Iron Sharp and Zion, right? You know I'm an artist,
yeah.
And I'm sensitive about my shit, so they shouldn't have touched the poem.
That's right.
Play behind it. Hey, listen, I tell you, listen. The last breakup I had, I had to warn her. I said, you know why they say you don't date a poet, right? Because when you fuck up, you're going to be exposed, because we're going to talk about you. And we're going to speak the truth. And it's going to come from a place that's going to cut real deep, because we see things as visionary. So that piece is everything, my brother.
That part.
Again, I would say, I know that you freestyle and things like that, but, man, if you can collect the lines from that and get that thing drafted and shared, man, that was a dope spit. Definitely a dope spit that would definitely make a great, great write as well to go back and reread. And I know, me personally, I would love to dive into that. So I want to thank you for bringing that through to Iron Sharpie tonight. Brother,
Thank you. I'm working on my book called Formula 91382, which will help people study, break information down like enzymes. If you could take one word and break it down 138 ways, I could do that. I could take one word and break it down 138 ways. And
listen, what I'll say is draft it, because this is just dope concepts, my brother. Dope. But listen, man, I'm anxious to get into everything, so we here every other Friday, but as we're going to get the lineup in a little bit, we got something going on 7 days a week here on Epiphany Radio. So I just ask you to get all that stuff compiled together, and let's just take off with it, man. You're everything, King. And Pearla Negra is hanging out there in the room, so we just ask you to join us in the Crown Royal Lounge, and we're going to talk about some things. Sound cool?
Oh yeah, I'm bringing a bottle of bub in the lounge.
Hey, listen, it's Vegas rules. Anything goes. Almost anything, but how it goes. So listen, my brother, I'm gonna catch you in the Crown Royal Lounge, and one love, one mic to you.
One love, one mic.
Peace, poet. Peace.
Yeah.
Yo, poetic. Did you? Just tell me, did you hear in his piece when he turned the dial up? Did you catch what he did?
Yeah, man. Yeah, he woke up and sat up.
I caught that.
He woke up and sat up.
It felt like that, right? It felt like he sat up.
Yeah, he sat up.
Right? And the rest of the piece just flowed like that, right?
Yep, it just took form.
Like, and I love this Iron Sharpens Iron concept, because we were able to share that with him, and he embraced it, right? Because he knew that how it came, and he definitely delivered it. Like, I love, man, I just love this platform, being able to share these things, man, these different perspectives and growing what we hear, because it's awesome ink. And as we talk about awesome ink, man, I do not want to slow this thing down, man. This energy, this vibe is just taking off. So I would love to know who's next in the building.
Man, listen. We got somebody that's going to make the mic so wet. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, Rain.
Ha!
Good evening, gentlemen.
Ooh, did you hear me calling you out all night?
I did. Good evening. Listen, that poem was everything, man. But good evening, Sincere. It's a pleasure to be here.
What's good with you, Rain?
Thank you for inspiring.
I'm just over here. Listen. Absolutely. Thank you. It's an honor. Absolutely. You already know I told you back then. But yeah, absolutely. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
So I had the privilege, as you may have been on the call, to hear a piece that your ink inspired. And I actually did get it to my inbox, and I had an opportunity to kind of just glance and read over it a bit. And as I want to hear what you came prepared with tonight, I also, if you heard, you know, I was calling you out for a poem, and I kept hearing it just by chance. We'll get into it. But did you get an opportunity to find that piece?
Oh, I have the piece that it's cool. The latest piece I've written. So I have the piece that inspired Van's piece. And I came with something else in mind to spit tonight, but you spit a piece that made me go in the archives because – so I got something for you too.
So you got two things for us tonight. We need two from you.
Yes, I changed the piece that I brought, and that one's gonna be for you. And then yes, I have the piece that inspires Nancy.
I'm here for all of this. But before we start diving into that, as you know, I am a fan of your art, of your ink, of your vibe. So we were having a discussion kind of around one topic but two different perspectives. We were talking first about where we inspire from and how we draft our craft, if that makes sense, right? How we draft our craft. But we were also talking about, as we do take approaches, if we ever run into writer's block, and whether you do or whether you don't, what are your thoughts on writer's block? So, I'm definitely a fan of your art, of your ink. So I would love to know how you draft your craft and what your thoughts are on writer's block.
First of all, the feeling is mutual. Second of all, because I know I'm going to take up a lot of space here, I'm going to keep my answer short. It's pretty simple for me. I don't know about writer's block per se, but I go through seasons in life where I don't write. Stop writing for many years, but like right now, the fact that I even wrote this most recent piece, I'm in when I have too much going on in my life, I have to be inspired by something, and when I'm busy, it's hard for me to stop and write. I was recently on a road trip and things were coming to me. I don't know if anyone's ever taken road trips, but things were coming to me and I had my daughter in the car. I said, listen, I need you to write this down. So I have a lot of notes of things that have come to me. I am definitely a little bit different than Van. I revisit pieces. Matter of fact, the piece that inspired his piece has changed a little bit. I am a perfectionist, so I revisit my pieces often because how I write it one day may differ. I might, you know, some different words might come to me. I'm a word whore, so I love a word, but if sometimes I'll force a piece to get it out because I don't want to lose it, but I'm not in the most inspired space to write at that time, so I'll revisit it until I have it how I want it. So that's
okay.
Hopefully that answers the question.
No, definitely. You say it sounds, you know, you take more of an approach kind of a hybrid between what, you know, La Perla Negra does and definitely where I come from, because like the perfectionist, you want to make sure you set a goal and then you aim to achieve it in your writing. So, you know, I love these different perspectives because through it all, we all come together. And as this Iron Sharp and Iron show has begun, you know, I really was under the impression that I would be you know, on the air and just worried. I was worried about which poet I could tell you when we first started. I was worried about how I would take an approach if you have to do a somewhat of a critique. But I'll tell you, man, since this show has begun, like, those anxieties are gone. Because, number one, there's nothing but inspiration and motivation that comes through. And the very, very, very few times that I had an opportunity, you know, to offer maybe, you know, an opportunity to raise a ceiling, it's been very well perceived. So, you know, this whole audience, this whole concept has been embraced with open arms. And it makes my job, it makes my vision, it makes it so much easier. And having such dope artists as yourself and, you know, everyone who's come and blessed the mic and talk about their different perspectives, you know, it's just bringing things full circle to me because I have an opportunity to step outside myself in this art and just dive into your world for a minute. So,
absolutely. I love the whole concept of the show. It was amazing. Yes, absolutely. Indeed.
Well,
listen, I love the show.
We called you out. We called you out. And I know that I wanted to hear the piece that inspired what Poetic wrote, and then you told me that what I spit definitely had you flipping pages. So with that being said, I do want to hear both pieces. But what I would ask you is when you do the first piece, before you dive into the second piece, give us a chance to speak in, because I want to be, like, wherever you're going from, I want an opportunity. And again, you inspired Poetic's piece. So I want an opportunity to be able to speak on that. So with all that being said, Rain, are you ready to make the mic wet?
I'm ready to go, and I want to start with the piece that inspired Rain.
Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm a sucker for a good conversationalist. There's just something about the exchange of energy, riding the wavelengths of playful banter and flirting with calculated intention. But the truth is, you can't want me, but you want me to want you. It's a perpetuating cycle. You said you care about me. So it's really hard for me to believe that you'd want me to starve while you force feed me your lack of attention and affection. It makes me hate how your kiss tastes like sweet nostalgia and how you keep coming back for more, something like an encore. It couldn't be for namesake. You must really love how my truth tastes. Our connection is something cosmic, like a twin flame. You are a reflection of me in every way. Almost. But you probably won't feel it until it's too late. It's funny how the universe works, knowing I'm no fool, while we cross and pass and passing, wondering, am I a reason, a season, a lifetime, or perhaps just a lifeline? Was it me that resuscitated you, or was that you filling me with new breath to see the beauty in me again? Or are we becoming a revival in one another's chest? If I was to let myself feel anything, I would fall for you. But I refuse to fall when there is no one there to catch me. See, you can't catch me with your hands full. Truth is, all I really want is for you to catch yourself. See, my heart refuses to get in line just to die another tragic death so that yours can feel alive again. You didn't ask me to. You just kissed me like there was treasure buried beneath my tongue, sugar nestled in my throat, held me like your body's design was perfectly molded for mine, sinking my flesh like fragile pages for your next love poem, but that moment didn't last. No words expressed, no musings, we just left it all where it was, and you were on to the next. But you did say you needed more than I am capable of giving, and the truth is we have simply always been on the same page. But I forgot. I forgot somewhere between 1 and 20, or was it room 120, between flesh and fingertips between sapio conversations and sweet epiphanies, I forgot how to compartmentalize my whys. So rather than play a game of Russian roulette, rather than see how many times I could test it before I took one to the chest, I rewrote the script, remembering that I am simply not built for this. That's right.
Yo, wow. You see?
Wow. So let me just describe these last, I think that might have been about 2.5-3 minutes. My breathing intensified. I arched my back and sat straight up in the chair, closed my eyes, rested my head in the palm of my hand, and simply listened and breathed every word that you said. And my eyes closed, I chose not to write anything down, but just simply take it all in. And I felt it in my gut as butterflies started to stir, as the lump in my throat built, because I wanted to reach out and embrace every word that you said and hold it in my arms as if it was mine to behold and belong to no one else, like those words were meant to be felt. And I see where poetic could not resist but to dive into that piece, because it grabbed me and it held me and it inspired me. And with knowing that poetic has already crafted genius to your genius, I'm ready to turn it into a menage a trois.
My
so
man.
That is what my heart did for me tonight. Okay? Just let you know what happened to me, because I didn't even want to get nasty with it. I wanted to, it was too good for that. I wanted to make passionate embraces of taking formations of wordplay and intertwining your words and your letters into my words and my letters, and I wanted them to flip and flip words and do all types of tricks and put it on stage for someone to watch and just see how the words compose. Like, I seen that vision come out, and I wanted to grab hold of it. I don't want to let it go. So, as Poetic did send me his rendition into my inbox, I'm going to ask you to do the same or share it on the event page, because I want to craft to that. So that was everything for me, and I see where it came from, and I absolutely loved it, because I've been away from poetry all week, and that was so fucking good.
Thank
yes.
you.
I want a cigarette. I want a smoke.
Me either.
Genius. But what I know you got to be like, inspired some great ink, brother. So, yeah, take this moment out and just share with her whatever you have, because I got to just take a moment and bring it down for a second. That was everything for me.
Hey, hearing it again, it just keeps grabbing me. I feel this peace so deeply.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been a long time since I felt the peace this deep from someone else's pen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a long time since someone's peace has inspired me to write the piece that I've written. And I'm very excited for this menage a trois that's going to come from this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait
not ready.
To hear what's going to be crafted
mm-hmm.
from this brother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready, but I'm humbled, and you already know, honored. I so appreciate you. I promise you, I didn't expect that from this piece. This was the first piece I've written in a long time that really just poured out of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt this piece before it hit a page, and I really appreciate you both. Truly humbled by your comments.
Well, listen, Rain. When sometimes I never seen one raindrop fall by itself. So we called you out tonight, and I'm going to ask you if you're ready to bring the next thunderstorm on through. And take us wherever.
I'm
going to
ask you if you're ready for me to bring it.
Hold on, hold on. Let me get a sometimes
listen.
You need a raincoat. Sometimes
I know Van has heard. Van's heard this one before, but I don't think you have. And I had to pull this piece out, and you will understand why I had to pull this piece out after you spit what you said.
Since you presented that way, I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm going to step full circle. I'm going to expose myself. I'm not going to wear a raincoat. I'm going raw tonight. I'm going to go and let you get it wet. So you're going to put it like that, I'm turning the mic over to you, and I'm just going to prepare to get soaked. Okay?
All right. So, let's go.
With that, Rain, the mic is yours.
He fucked me with his words. Manipulated and saturated in his lyrical twist, he spit that shit just like he knew I needed it. See, his metaphors twisted my limbs, placed my right hand on blue, my left foot on yellow, and my ass on red. And when he finished reading me, he slowly began to write me with that evil grin, used his verbs to lick around my brim, fucked me so good, had me thinking he was motherfucking twins. Opened me like a fresh bag of weed, rolled me just right now, he's poking and poking, looped his rhythm in repeated motions. Obliged my moans with scribes, flipping the script as my screams became cries for more. Give me more and hold it there. Right there. He fucked me, and I felt his tip push my subscript, flicked and tongue-lashed my clit, trying to put me in a coma, earning his third diploma. He, the head of his class, he sucked those lips from the front to the back. He knows I like it like that. Found myself trapped by his utter tones and deliberate moans. Got me hypnotized under a spell, trying to spell his name. But with each thrush, he crushed my speech with his entity, silenced me as he whispered wet phrases upon my lines. He was unruly with his tool, reaching elevated peaks, daring to sex me beyond thread count sheets. Undressed and pressed against the wall, thick, long strokes of molding me, and I'm taking it all. He fucked me better than the next, bookmarked me with stencil text, broke my binding, and he warned me he was better than the rest. He challenged my test. He studied. He didn't have to study me. He knew how to stroke me in cursive, straight lined on a blank page. I said, he stroked me in cursive, straight lined on a blank page, saturated me, my skin with knowledge, fuck all of LA, he covered me with sage, and now I'm a younger, he fucked me, danced through my mind with subtle seduction, tender fucking pleading to tease the depths of me with using vivid imagery, binding me to spaces with his similes, unchained, he spanked me and thanked me, suffocated me near death and resurrected me mentally. He fucked me, tucked me and lucked me in a four-leaf and clovered me, took his nouns and proed me, putted me in the depths of my guts. He fucked me and strutted my stuff, wearing rain for display, swagged up and sporting a tag of owning me, boning me, bending me to the hip, boning me, inhaling my addiction with his diction, steadily spitting. Now it's my flow he's licking. He fucked me. Right after he drew the lines, he pushed me in between. He fucked me with every undefined word never found in the dictionary. Symmetry is a damn mystery as he balanced me on beams of never forgetting or regretting the way that I let him fuck. That's Rain.
Yep.
Ooh. Oh, you, bro. Oh, you, bro.
I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready.
She wants you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm tingling. No, this is real talk. This is real. This is no joke. I am stimulated.
That's your fault, though. That's your fault. You pulled that one out. I was like, oh, I got to go in the archives right now.
Fucking word, you fucking poet. What in the world?
It's okay. Your fault, bro. It's your fault, bro.
Whew. Please. screen. Okay. Rain, can I ask you one question?
Yes. Indeed.
You don't have to answer this if it opens up a Pandora's box in a way it shouldn't. But the name Rain, can I ask?
Yes.
Should I ask? I don't even know if I want to ask. I don't know if I want to go travel down there yet. Whew. Okay. Rain, you made it rain, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he definitely, you, them, wow, I can't. I lust that poem. I absolutely lust everything about that poem. It made me want to be in the same room and stare you in your eyes when you let them words roll off of your lips and see all types of shit and magic that it inspired. It made me want to take a pen and just sit there and craft and draw upon your canvas like there is no tomorrow. It made me want to take time, and I didn't want to type words. I wanted to go old school and bring out a paper and a pen and literally sit there and watch my signature sign off on you. That's what that poem made me want to do. It made me want to put all types of exclamation points and dot, dot, dot to be continued on because I didn't want it to stop. It made me want to inspire poetry in a way that makes anonymity take his mask off and expose myself to you. That's what that poem made me want to do. That's the trouble that you got me in tonight, because anybody listening just heard all that shit, and it was 100% real. We must stay states away. We must keep a distance between us. We must collaborate, however, because you fucked me. And I want
to. I think I'm blessing. I think I'm blessing right now. I don't remember the last time I blessed. I'm blessing right now.
I am speaking the truth.
Wait, aren't you in Philly? Are you in Philly?
I am. I'm in Delaware. Oh, are you close?
Oh.
Don't be close, Rain.
Rain. In this very moment, I am not close. In this very moment, I am not.
Okay.
I know you're near you. Now, will I be in about a month? Yeah, I probably will be in about a month.
So we got a little bit of time.
All
right, you know what? Stay right there for 1 second. Don't go nowhere. I'm just going to do something. Can I do something real quick? Poetic, can I do something? I know we got callers, and I'm not going to be long. Can I do something real quick?
Hey, bro, this is your show.
Poetic,
what you asking me?
I need a little permission because I know sometimes I can get out of pocket.
So,
this
is your show.
Rain.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can my words take you there? Caress upon your intellect.
Oh.
Interject my tongue beyond the depths of your imagination. See, my lips are moist. Tongue ready to go all in. Break you off a little erotica by splashing ink with you. Sharing taboo pictures painted across this public form, since the forms of your word makes me want to metaphor with you. I'll masturbate with pen strokes on a platform of free verses to ejaculate black ink on top of your desires. And my curse tastes like seduction. My words placed upon clitoris catch to chase your climax between stanzas, embracing the passion of persuasion being beheld in every word verse that inspires kinky thoughts like I've been composed in braille. Followed beneath fingertips to wrap your mind around my allure, using wordplay mixed in foreplay for you to play on now. I want you to release those inhibitions while I mind fuck your thoughts as inspiration for us to compose a masterpiece. Rain, come with me on white sheets and peace. All right, I just had to get that out. Woo!
Yo.
Now I can breathe. Now I
I'm blessing, and
out.
I was not ready. I wasn't ready. I need to get off this line. You got callers. I'm up here blessing. Listen.
That was a segment, Poetic. Thank you for giving me the space. I just had to get that off because that shit was bothering.
Hey,
that shit was bothering.
Wait a minute. either. Was that a free song?
Yeah, I had to throw some things out. It built. It needed a release.
But was that a freestyle?
Yeah, that was a quick freestyle. As you were going, I've been just.
Oh no, I was not ready. Like, wow.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm next level. I'm not even anywhere near that level. Wow. Yeah, that was
shit.
Hey, careful.
Fucked.
Careful. Careful.
Very.
Last
very.
Time. The last
That's right.
time. Actually,
I remember.
I should say the first time that I heard Rain, and she did a piece.
Uh-huh.
She made me pull out a piece.
It just does things to you.
And it was that torrential downpour piece. She know the one.
I remember. Listen, y'all
gotta
be blessing over here.
I just had
your caller. Your caller is going to be sending me nasty grams here in a minute.
Listen,
okay,
if there's
okay.
any callers on the line that did not enjoy that part of the segment, I have to ask what is the planet that they on, because we are sexual beings, and that's why we're poets. We see visions. When I say sexual, it does not all about sex, but it is part of who we are. It's the reason why, as it was mentioned before, I think poetic, you said earlier, right? You can look at a cup sitting on the table and you can compose an erotic piece to that.
Absolutely.
Because we're artists and we're poets. So, Ms. Rain, you, thank you for everything that you are. You fucked me tonight. I hope it was good, because it was definitely great for me. It was everything.
Listen, I'm gonna be basking in the afterglow over here. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for making my evening.
Well, we got the Crown Royal Lounge. Yes. No, you're not going nowhere. See, we got a VIP. I already got Miss La Pearl and Negris hanging out inside the VIP section of the Crown Royal Lounge. It's a shadow box back there. And what better way but to bring two beautiful artists into the shadow box. So.
Side note, she's also responsible for. She's also responsible for my presence on Epiphany, so I'm happy to go chill with Miss Pearly.
Yes.
Well, Miss Rain.
Good night, gentlemen. I will be over there.
Night.
One love, one mic to you.
Doing one love, one mic. I'll be doing Vegas behavior. Good night, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. So dirty.
Ooh. Poetic.
Yes, sir, bro.
I wasn't ready.
I know. But you had the ability to get ready. And you got ready.
Man, listen. I love when that happens. When that shit comes out, that's what it's all about, the inspiration. So, man, we're going to continue to run to the show, but I want to take a moment out. I got to take a moment out to acknowledge, to give the show the due that it definitely deserves, because we are getting ready to hit the 12 o'clock hour. We are about 6 minutes away, and the call-in number, as we're about to go into overtime, is 319-527-6300. And as you already know, we are tuned into the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is Epiphany Radio. Tonight is presenting for you Iron Sharpened Iron, a Royal Pen's Perspective. And as I am every other week on Friday night, your host, Anonymity. And tonight, my co-host for the evening is none other than Poetic. And once again, I want to shout that phone number out. It's 319-527-6300. Call in the next 5 minutes to listen in. As always, press that 1 to share a piece of your art, to share a piece of your beautiful. And as we know, tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I just shouted out to get me some Raw Links. I suggest you do so as well. They're awesome. And as we talk about
this show tonight. We have to give it up for our CEO who made this whole Epiphany Radio family platform possible, our own CEO, the author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas. So, again, we got 4 more minutes to call, and I suggest you do so, because as you just heard, we haven't even hit the overtime hour, and we're about to go there. Now, we still got a couple callers on the line. Poetic, is that correct?
That is correct. The next artist up happens to be the one, the only CEO of Epiphany Radio and Raw Links. Ladies and gentlemen, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas, baby, baby.
Baby,
baby.
Baby. What do you do? What's
Take
going on,
good,
fellas, my brothers? Take your socks off. What it do? What it do? Sincerely, and my brother Poetic, how y'all doing?
How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing okay,
brother.
Man.
We are, and we're blessed to be here, brother. We are blessed and honored to be here. So, an honor to have you here with us tonight. How's everything going for you?
Everything's good, man. Everything's good. I'm calling in from the broom closet. You know, I'm loving the vibe up in here. Shout out to Rain. What's up, Rain? Baby, baby. And, you know, I'm just, like I said, I'm calling in from the broom closet. And I'm letting this place where I'm at absorb the vibe that's coming through the telephone, man, because it's well needed. I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. I love this show.
Man, listen, the energy that comes through this show, especially, I'll tell you, as you know, we had a, you know, little bit of tragedy. I've been away from, you know, just busy dealing with life things, man. But first and foremost, we're going to get into the show. But I just got to speak for a moment on the Epiphany family in itself. To be uplifted when the vibe is off, my vibe is off. I was a little, you know, a tad bit distant. Man, the love, the pouring out to make sure I was okay. You know something, man, I must say, this family, this platform that we have, it's everything. None of it should ever be taken for granted because it brings life. And, you know, being part of it and having an opportunity to be here and, you know, as I start to drift into the energy of this show, it's what's needed. Like, it really takes you away to a place of comfort, of peace. It hugs you. It lets you know that you have a platform to be vulnerable, but at the same time, it uplifts and it strengthens. So I just want to thank you for your vision, for the work that you put in, for the dedication, for the true, not just artist, but the man that you are, the genuine brother that you are. You reached out to me and you made sure I was okay genuinely. And, you know, not to go into everything, but even putting aside maybe some of the own things that you're dealing with to make sure that one of your own is okay and make sure there's anything that's needed. And the collective energy, man, just to pouring out. So I just had to take a moment out on air and acknowledge what this platform does for us, what it does for our listeners, and what it does for this art. So thank you, thank you, thank you for believing in this art and for making the dream come true. We need it, and we thank you.
Hey, thank you, little brother, man. It means a lot. You know, and then we do that for each other, all of us here, you know, and some of them that's not even a part of Epiphany, just, you know, we call them family regardless. But we're all here for each other, man. We're one big family, you know, this within this poetic community. And I thank God for having you guys as well, because you keep me lifted up regardless of what I may be going through. We need each other, man. Iron sharpens iron, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, bro.
But, you know, as we have you here tonight, you know, every time you come through, you bring a piece of yourself into your pieces. And then, you know, I can't help but acknowledge, I think about where you come from sometimes, and I think about my own inspiration, where it comes from, and I'll be like, all right, which voice in my head is going to spit this time, right? Because how we go, and I think about how you go into your pieces, and the energy that you bring. So I'm just, as we're getting ready to go, I know you got some fire for us tonight. I have to call it fire, not even knowing where you're coming from because of what you do. But my question is, from what perspective do you draft your craft, and how do you put that all together to be able to not only bring such powerful words, but you bring character into your pieces? How do you, what is, like, where's your inspiration come from? How do you compose that, as we say, how do you draft your craft? And in the midst of drafting, have you ever experienced writer's block? And if you have or haven't, why or why not? What is it that you see? So do you mind sharing a little bit about that with us before we, you know, get into your piece tonight?
All righty. I'll try to do my best in doing so. The thing with me is I like to write from a place of, you know, from the spirit. I like to be led into my pieces. I don't like looking for the words. I like the words to come to me, almost to flow to me spiritually. So when you talk about writer's block, I believe there is such a thing. There is such a thing. But the thing is with me, I've learned that because I like to write led by the spirit, when I don't, or when I feel like I can't compose a piece, I take it as it's a time for me to fall back and collect my surroundings, to suck some things in, to give me something to write about. I write by emotion. I write by feelings, whether it's anger, love, sadness. If I feel it, and I feel it deeply, it just comes. It flows. If I truly feel it. So when I spit it, I hope with all of me that it's felt as well. Because if I'm going to write something sad, when I've spit it, you're going to know that it's, you know, you're not going to mistake it for happiness. You know? So I like to be led to write. And I learned to chill on myself and not try to push myself to write something. Mm-hmm. If I cannot, I fall back and I collect myself. That tells me it's time for me to feel the universe. Because like Van say, if you sit a cup in front of you, you should be able to write about that. So I'm going to fall back. I'm going to look at that cup. I'm going to chill on that cup till my cup is full, you know, with something to write about, you know. Sometimes we got to know when to put that thing down. That's all to it, you know. Everything has to be replenished. That's why we got this thing called sleep, rest. You know what I mean? I don't like forcing a piece, you know. I think we're all capable of of writing. We're all capable of writing, sitting down, giving instructions, giving a prompt to write about. But with me, the deepest pieces to write about are those that are we are led into writing. If you ever think back as a poet, as a writer, of a piece that you wrote and you don't even know how you penned it, you don't know what provoked it, you don't know what gave you the inspiration, it's just that when you got into it, it just started flowing. You didn't have to search for those words. Those words just appeared. You know, and that's how I like to go. So, you know, it's certain things that provoke me. Listening to music provokes me, whether it's instrumental with words or whatever. Anything that makes my heart beat a certain way. Like I said, if it's about love, if I'm listening to love songs and I get deeply into it, it's like a tuning fork. We're tuning forks. We compose what we feel, you know, or I do. So I write under emotion. You know, I don't search for the words. They ain't got a rhyme. When you feel it, they do what they do, you know?
That's right. Brother, I have to agree. Like something that you just said, you said they don't have to rhyme. And I just wanted to, like you said, a lot of things, and I agree, and I'm just touching on that for the sake of time and getting you here because we want to hear your pen. Of course we do. But, you know, I hear poetry sometimes. And in the person's poem, I would say, you know, there's certain parts where I would be like,
You can see that they stretched to try to get that in, where I think it would have flowed better if they would have just omitted and let it flow. And how you said you don't search, let it come, and there's something else that you mentioned. You said you take in your surroundings. Maybe at that time you're not inspired to write. You know, I wouldn't necessarily call it writer's block in the case as described, because while you're not writing, you're recharging, but you're still taking in your surroundings. It's just not the time for you to form the expression of what you're feeling, because maybe you're still manifesting it. Maybe you haven't collected all that you wanted to collect to get the, maybe the inspiration hasn't poured out. Maybe it did not drive you there, but at the time when your pen is not being put to paper, you're still collecting. You spoke about the emotion, you know, writing from that emotion. Maybe, you know, I know sometimes in my own writing, sometimes I don't call it writer's block, but sometimes I have to get my own thoughts and emotions to align to be able to, for chronological sometimes, to get it poured out, because I could be feeling so many things and I'm just scattered brained at that particular moment. And, you know, I can't tell you for myself, and this is something that happens to me. I can't tell you how many times I'll sit down and I'll get, you know, a stanza drafted or, you know, a line or two drafted, and I find myself just balling up the paper and I'm throwing it away. And then before you know it, I feel frustrated because I was sitting down trying to pour out for 3 hours and I didn't draft anything, and I get up and I walk away. And I come back 2 hours later, and then I can compose a whole poem in one setting, and it's like, wow. So I understand that perspective as well. I give a huge, huge, huge shout out to those such as Poetic, such as J-Rob, who can take a prompt, for example, you know, same thing with Miss La Perla Negra, that can just take a quick prompt and they can formulate. You know, I know Mojave is excellent in that regard as well. They can formulate. I mean, so many people, Lisa Lips, like, can just, you know, come, and I admire that, because it doesn't come as simple for me. But from where you're coming from, what you did, we talk about iron sharpens iron, then it's like I listen to your perspective and I'm saying to myself, wow, I can relate, because that's more where I come from. Sometimes when there's prompts, you know, I'll be the first to admit sometimes prompts can feel a little intimidating because you feel like you're against the clock. And then it sometimes feel like it's forced, but that doesn't happen to everyone. Now, with that being said, that is not an excuse, because that is a reason for me to then, you know, challenge my pen. That's where the challenge comes from in the iron sharpened iron concept is. But to hear your perspective, because there's something I'll just share as you're going, you know, as we get ready to hear you. Over the times when I do have an opportunity to hear you spit, not only is there power in your words, not only is there power in your pen, but you bring every single piece that you do to life in the capacity that it is meant to be. You don't just spit a piece, you deliver a piece, and you bring, I want to, for a lack of better words, here it is, a poet with a lack of better words, right? You bring a character into it. There was a piece you did a couple weeks back, and I told Miss, you know, I told La Perla Negra, I said, my goodness, for this poem, I just seen a whole other vision. It was like, we can have a narrator through your voice in your poetry to come together. Man, it's just so inspiring to get that perspective. So, you know, I know you take a different perspective from what, you know, Poetic does, and with that, Poetic, I like to just, if you like to share a few words, I know I can hog up the mic sometimes, but if you want to just share a few words and, you know, in reference to, you know, for real's approach to the pen, which, you know, is in contrast to kind of how you approach it, and for this iron sharpens iron, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I truly, I love his approach, because he's guided by the spirit. And in that case, he would never have writer's block. While he believes in such a thing, but he should never have it, because he is guided by the spirit. And but he talks about not forcing a piece and resting. That's all true. You must rest. You must take time to allow the spirit to cultivate, especially when you're led by the spirit. You don't want to be rushed. So I appreciate his perspective and how he crafts and on the writer's block. Absolutely. He's another dope artist.
Man, to say the least.
Well, for real.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Brother, as always, man, it's always a pleasure to have you here because I am a fan. I'm always excited. I get excited when I know I'm about to hear something that you crafted because you are a genius. An absolute genius. So with that being said, I know you have something for us tonight, and I am going to get out your way because I'm sure we got callers on the line that want to hear what you have for us this evening. And I'm going to pass the mic over to you, put myself on mute, and enjoy whatever is about to happen on this stage.
All right. Well, thank you, my brother. For the sake of time, I just picked the first thing that I seen on my Rolodex. This piece is titled Painting Her. Painting Her. I painted her. I painted her with my emotions, covered her canvas completely with who I was and how I felt about her. I painted her. I painted her with a brush dipped in everything that I've been feeling. Words, no need to be spoken. My heart and how it feels lay on display like a book wide open. You can hear its humming amusements. It vibrates and vibrates vibrant tones not meant for human ears to hear. No, it pulsates in tiny waves, massages the insides where the soul lies. I be that love. Huh. I be that. They say to be that what you intend to attract. Magnetic. So with a bit of me, I place in the atmosphere to see what it bounces back. I wait. Using as a lure, my heart as bait. Patiently, just to see what it attracts. Yet, there's nothing in this air but thickness, getting hard to breathe in this, yet it clears, dissipates, it disappears, and Guy falls love on me, tender and sweet. Finally, love bounces back to me. She is what I catch, like a cold, contagious her, contagions flood me, her thoughts paint me abstract, sensations cover me, her oily substance decorates me, delicate fingers tracing, vivid images, illustrations illustrating her feelings, iridescent imaginings. She paints upon me. I'm her canvas. She paints me, acrylic, fast drying. Her brush covering over stresses of a stained and depressed past where most times was spent on just surviving. See her brush. Her brush survives. Her brush revives me. See, I come to life the more she touches. Fingers brushing lightly against me, creating this portrait of we, this work of art brought to life spiritually, this painting of her and me. Resting, calmed, beautiful pastels, watered colors rise from this that she creates of me. The oil paints hardens where her brush last brushes up against me. Touching. What type of magic is this where we create our own images, bring them to life and receive a kiss from the artist? Huh. Poetic, isn't it? So I reach out with these lips and plant them upon her canvas. My brush totally drained, depleted of its ink. I painted her. I painted her with my emotions, covering her canvas completely with who I am and how I feel about her as I painted her. shadowed blemishings of dismay. I drew over all her yesterday's pains. I caressed all her mistakes and left her with no regrets. I painted her with a brush dipped in unconditional thickness as I painted her with a brush dipped in love. Dipped in love. She was not worthy, yet I painted her. Eternal forever, I had hoped, yet time stepped in and spoke, and the paint dried on the portrait we painted. The images grew old, the relationship cold, and now I revisit the canvas, brush in hand, portrait we painted with just one image, mine, holding a broken heart, unclothed, standing nude, knee-deep in snow, sorrow. Holding this heart that's been broken, and in the other holding a portrait of her that was painted with a brush that was dipped in love. Dipped in love, yeah, I painted her. I painted her. For real. With a brush dipped in love, I painted her. In peace.
Wow. You know, let me take time to give some my true deepest thoughts on tonight's piece. First and foremost, I have heard over the past couple weeks different levels that you take your pen. And tonight what you did was nothing short of your genius. And when I say that, you came from you. You have a way. First, I got to break it down the way it's supposed to be. First and foremost, let's talk about the right. Let's talk about the words, and let's talk about the way you actually craft your pieces. You do so with the way that your words, the way that you place them, as you mentioned about how you draft, you say that you feel emotion. You take it all in, and sometimes you give your pen a rest. And I can clearly close my eyes as I listen to your pieces and take this one tonight and reference to some of the other ones that stick in my mind. And what it says is that everything that you explained tonight or how you draft your pieces rings true, because you can hear the emotion come through the way that you intend them. Your words are very, very deliberate. And I can tell that they're deliberate because it's like riding a wave in your poetry, that sometimes you take us on these very, very, very high tidal waves and we're holding on as the wind's blowing, and you're just blowing us to and fro in so many places that only you can, and then you always bring it together and we land safely. And then other times, like tonight, you take us to such calm waters, yet we remain afloat in such depth of your words and such depth of your poetry. But again, you lead us back to safety, tied so well together. For real, you are a genius, absolute, metaphorical, deliberate. I got to use the word deliberate with you, because your words, every single word is crafted and placed between the lines of your poetry exactly where it's intended to be. It does not just stumble there. It is not just thrown in there to try to fill a space. It has a purpose in every single place where every word is placed. And then when you deliver it, then the genius is truly felt, because in your voice, in the emotion, in the cadence, you take us, every time I hear your poetry, and I'm quite sure everyone on this line will agree with me. I'd be surprised, and I would love to hear if someone doesn't agree with me. But we see a visual. And it's not just because your words are crafted and drafted so well, but in the way that you deliver it, you take us exactly into a third dimension that allows us to not only close our eyes and envision it,
But then we ride that emotion with you every single metaphor, cadence, stanza, simile, that your words are deliberate, and they never miss the mark. They are bullseye for whatever it is, place you want it to go, you hit it dead center. Man, it's just amazing art. And when you're, you know, when the Epiphany Family CEO fills that situation, man, that the art, to stay, just remain true to the art, it is a wonderful thing. And yeah, it's just awesome ink, brother. It's really awesome ink. There's so much talent on Epiphany Radio. I can't even front. You know, I hear people speak on my poems, but brother, I got to talk about your poems, man. You are a genius. You're one of the you're just an amazing person. And I can't mix them. I'm gonna turn it over to Poetic, because I'll go on all night. Because I just no words to really just place there as a poet. When a poet says there's not enough words, or there's no words, I don't think a compliment can be higher. So hallelujah to that poem. Mm. Hallelujah to
shout out on both sides.
Right there.
Thank you, little brother. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Poetic.
Means a lot.
Hey, man. You know, this brother right here, man, is an amazing artist. I've been drawn into his poetry the first time that I heard him. And I've always picked up on his pieces at how, even though he's concluding or ending his piece, it always sounds like he's beginning another. And true to form, just like this piece, the end of the poem sounded like you was ready to go start a whole new piece, bro. And I've never heard anyone else do this. And I don't know if you do it on purpose. I don't know if it's just a part of your creation of your pieces. But, bro, that is truly a unique trait that you have in your ink. And this piece was dynamic. This man, you know, true form of leadership is it should not start from the bottom up. It should start from the top down. And you have always demonstrated the leadership of Epiphany Radio. It truly flows from the top down. So thank you, my brother.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, bro. Thank you, man. Thank both of you, man. Thank you. Y'all still
amazing,
let me make this possible.
Amazing.
Thank you, bro.
Man, listen, poet, thank you for stopping through once again, bringing another, you know, more fire, more flavor to what goes on here, man. It's just, we appreciate you, brother. We really, really, really do. And, you know, as Poetic said, man, it's like, your words are intentional. Poetic, his words are definitely intentional. They're very deliberate. Very deliberate and very, very, very strategically and perfectly placed and again delivered. So amazing, man, amazing. Now,
thank you.
I noticed you be hanging out at work, brother. And you know, as I mentioned, you know, we talk about you know, why be average when you can be raw. So I did inbox you, and now I'm going to say, you know, on the air live, that I am in the market. I need some raw links. I need that energy that comes with it. I need to order some raw links. So sooner than later, so we can connect. I know it's late in the evening, but definitely. So I just wanted to put it out there, because now we got a call full of, you know, listeners that know that anonymity is in the market for some raw links. Okay. So
All right.
It's a must. It's a must. So. Tell me how to order,
where,
how I can order.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, yes, bro, sir. Just going over there to Raw Links, beraw@facebook.com, and, you know, check out the catalog, man. Check out some of the videos and see what you like.
For sure. And with permission, I also like to share on my page, because I got a glimpse at a lot of, you know, some of that there, man. If you,
you an artist, brother. And I'm going to be showing mine off because I got to, you know, I'm getting ready to take vacation. A lot of people don't know I'm going on vacation in exactly 10 days. So with
all right.
That being said, yeah, with that being said, I need to go show off. I'm going down to the Sunshine State. I'm trying to hang out in the Gulf of Mexico. So,
ooh, that's beautiful.
I need some raw links. Yes, man, listen, I got some things lined up really, really nice. I haven't been on vacation about 10 years, and with everything going on, it was calling me. So I'm hoping to sit down by the water and craft some poetry and have some things to share on the next show. But I want to thank you, brother,
hey.
For stopping through.
Hey,
giving us some of that flame, that fire. You know what I'm saying? And,
much love.
We appreciate
my
you.
Pleasure.
No, we definitely got to have you hanging out inside the Crown Royal Lounge with us. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, all right.
My brother. So one love, one
it's
mic.
All good.
One love, one mic, King.
One love, one mic. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
One love.
Poetic.
One love, mic.
Poetic, that's our own, brother. That's our own CEO. The author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. You know it's some fire when your CEO can come through and blaze on that mic like only that, like only he can, man. And you know, not even knowing what he's going to bring, that you know it's going to be that flame. So that's just fire in itself. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, bro.
I love it, brother. Man.
Likewise.
I tell you, man, I know we had another call out there, but I don't think that they're out there. Did we get to everybody tonight?
Yep, we got everybody. I saw the hands raised.
Cool, cool, cool. I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. Love it, love it. Another fire energy. Man, as we sit back and think about it, I know we're going to get the rundown for the rest of the week from you, but before we go into that, I do want to talk about some of the things that, you know, some of the conversation and poetry that we had tonight, man. It was really, really, really a very good vibe tonight, I must say. You know, we had a little bit of everything on this show tonight, right?
Oh, yeah, man. I loved it, man. Nice little variety, a great little mixture of poetry, man. And everybody brought it tonight.
I mean, listen, man, you know, I don't know. Again, I go back to when we were first getting ready to go with this concept of iron sharpens iron, man. And I must say, you know, with us being, what is this? This is show number 4. So, you know, this is what, 8 weeks? It's about 8 weeks since the first show aired, and it's been received with nothing but love. And I
yes,
think
sir.
Back to, you know, my inbox and time to time and, you know, different things, and people just share their thoughts and their views on this. And, you know, I just want to take a moment out and thank all of our callers, our supporters, our listeners, our family, the art, the dedication to this art, right? The different perspectives and things that we do, having a show, as, you know, a platform of poetry 7 days a week, no matter what going on in the world, we have 7 days a week, we have a place to escape for 2 to 3 hours and get lost into this art form with like-minded individuals and like-minded artists and be able to just take off. Like, this is amazing, man. This is a freedom that should never be taken for granted, and that's why this is a Royal Pens perspective. And you know, poetic, thinking about Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Pens perspective, man. You know, you're one of the, when we were coming up with the concept, you're one of the founders of this vision, man. You supported it. You were one of the first, you know, first people to step in and share your thoughts and about it. And here we are, brother. Here we are. You know what
hey,
I mean?
Hey, man, it's exciting, man. It truly is exciting, man. I'm gonna tell you, man. I get joy out of seeing others succeed, especially when I know you have the gift and the talent to succeed. And, brother, you killing it, man. Again, shout out to the Perla Negra for holding you down, making sure that you were okay. And, and brother, just listening to your growth from show to show to show, man, in no time, man, you're going to be You were putting some of us hosts out of business, man. Just slow down, bro. Slow it down.
No, man, listen. Iron Sharpens Iron is not just about the writing, man. I'll tell you, even when I don't make it into the live show, you know, I guess the part that I have to share is that when those early mornings roll around, and for some reason I happen to open my eyes at the crack of dawn, and knowing within an hour or two I need to close them back, even though I got to get up for work, I got to say, I put on the previous night's show, and it inspires me. It truly does. Absolutely. I sit back, I listen to the various topics and various approaches, and, you know, it builds motivation for me to come here on a regular basis, every other week basis, prepared and ready to go. You know what I'm saying? I tune into all the shows, and, you know, I got to say, man, like, I'm going to give another shout out to another inspiration, Mojave. I just want to give Mojave his due, because that man goes hard for this art. I mean, I don't even know where he gets the energy to just keep it going like he does. There's no breaks for him. And that in itself, Tuesday for some reason is the hardest night for me to catch it live. But, man, when I get a chance to go back and listen to some of them shows, man, I just got to say, like, I got to give a shout-out to the entire Epiphany family, because there's no leeches on this team, in this family. This is definitely the whole Epiphany family is about Iron Sharpens Iron. It doesn't have to be this show, but everyone holds one another accountable. But at the same time, everyone is supported by the next person. We do not let each other fall or falter, and that I have witnessed in the time that I've been part of this family. And it is truly, truly, truly a blessing to behold. So I just have to – I'm always going to give shout-out and give love to what I see. It's not just about what I do, man. It's about what this vision is and about building it. So grateful for that, you know. Definitely,
absolutely.
But, man, listen, as we're going to get ready to take it down for a moment, why not take a second out, if you don't mind, and let's give us the rundown for what we got coming up for the next week.
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night. Well, we're already into tomorrow, so later on tonight for Poetic Therapy with your host, La Pearl La Negra, and guest host Rob Poetry Morrow. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with your host Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, y'all, is going to be War Council with your host Mojave. Wednesday night is going to be the Erotic Love Zone with the Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night, y'all, is going to be the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. And then next Friday night, y'all, it will be the return of Renaissance Poetry with your hosts, Keith, Eric, Kimbrella, Renee, and the whole gang over there. So make sure you tune in. Sincere anonymity, back to you.
Man, there we have it. There we have it. We got the lineup for the next week. If you missed anything, what you do know, if you catch it 9 o'clock, you're not going to miss the show. And, of course, next Friday, a week from today, Renaissance Poetry starts at the same time that Iron Sharpens Iron, 10 p.m. So make sure you tune in to all the shows. Again, you call in, listen, get your soul fed. I always encourage you to press 1, share some of your art, share some of your ink. As you see, this platform is great. So with that being said, let me just send a couple flowers out as they do as we get ready to take it down for the evening. First and foremost, another huge shout out for our CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, for making all this possible to give us allow us to have this platform. A lot of work goes into it, never taking it for granted, a lot of dedication, and this man comes through. And second, huge shout out to Miss La Pearl La Negra. having my back from day one. Still got my back. I guarantee you something happened to me. One thing I can say for sure is she's going to make sure this show go on, whether I'm here or not, because she believes in it. She hit the backlog and said, this is a vibe that's meant to stay, and I thank you for that. I thank you for that, Danielle. I'm going to call you out for some of your, when your government, because you are that important. But Miss La Perla Negra is also just as beautiful and loyal. So I thank you for you, Queen, for you, from the bottom of my heart. And, of course, J. Rob, the wise son. I'm a huge fan, and I pointed him out because he was part of my my beginning, my start, believing in me, encouraging me. You know, I've never been to New York. Here it is, born and raised in Philly, never been to New York. But J. Rob, I'm coming up to spend a couple days, which it might even happen this month, my brother. So stay tuned. I'll be hitting you up. All right. And I can go on and on and on with so many people, but I got to take a moment out before last but not least, not last yet. I got one more after this, but I do want to shout out to the callers, the listeners, the supporters, those who let us know that, you know, as we take time out of our schedule, out of our days, you know, out of our evenings. I mean, listen, if you tuned in to be here with us, I do know that you either share time or cut time when you could be watching game three of the NBA Finals, which, you know, some of us here, including myself, including Poetic, you know, follow. But that's how dedicated we are to this art form and making sure that this platform continues on, because I'd rather catch the replay of that to be able to be live here with you. And because you make this possible, you give us the energy. So for every caller that called in, whether you listened in or share the piece, and for everyone who's going to hear this on the replay of a broadcast, know you are appreciated and thank you. And last but not least, Poet. Excuse me. I have to thank you, brother. Because you are not only an unbiased, objective judge on the time of Poetry Idol Show, but you've had my back, the vision. You encouraged me. So on this week, you reached out to me to make sure that, you know, everything was okay, ready to you know, be prepared for tonight. You let me know you were going to be there. You let me know that no matter what, you had my back, and you were there. You connected with me earlier today to make sure everything was fine for tonight. And once again, we had a successful show. So I want to thank you for allowing me an opportunity to share, to become, first of all, to become part of the Epiphany family because you believed in me. And for even with this show, for truly, truly, truly believing in the direction of this show and what we could do and encouraging me not to have the anxiety, worried about how it might be perceived. You told me, you said, anonymity, be yourself. That's why that's where your success is going to come from. Don't worry about it. Just be you. So you encouraged me to be me, not to stumble in. As you talk about my growth here, a lot of it comes from the foundation which I started under, and that was knowing that, you know, I have family that had my back. So I didn't want to, it's not the least, even though I'm acknowledging you last, but that's just because I wanted to take a special moment out and thank you for that. So this journey is just the beginning of many, many, many things to come. It's going to be a lot of things happening. The mind of anonymity does not quiet down, and the voice of anonymity is not silent. And I'm not prideful. I do reach out to get perspectives, ideas, and keep them coming in. Hit up the event page. You know, if it's something that you think you can do with this show to take it to another level, share that, inbox me, put on the event page, however you need to go about it. We want to make this here for us. We want to make this here for you. We want this to be something magnificent. So I just want to take a moment out and acknowledge everyone. If I left you out and for any reason, please forgive me. It's late, and you know how that goes, but I just want to thank you all for
for this opportunity. So, poetic on you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, brother, for being you. You know, it's your show, man. You are doing a phenomenal job with it. I might have had a hand in helping with the creation process, but you have total autonomy to just be you. And I heard a quote. It said that I really don't want to be anybody else because I'm a unique individual, so I'd rather be me. And, brother, that's how I feel about you, man. You are you, and you have this infectiousness about you that draws people to you. And your poetry is like, huh, this guy's, like, extremely good. And that draws people in. But they're doing a phenomenal job, man, as a host, man, and I love you as a brother, man, and I really appreciate you stepping out there. Even though I might have pushed you a little bit, but I appreciate you stepping out there. And second, to the callers, the listeners, Epiphany Radio does not take it for granted your time. And we're thankful that you spend 2+ hours night after night with us listening to poetry, sharing your poetry, engaging in the conversations. Because we're people first, and we all need an outlet of some form. And this is therapy for a lot of people. So we thank you for just being here, for just supporting a network that is heard around the world on various platforms, Spreaker, Spotify, Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Google Play, CastBox. I mean, listen, all around the world. You are heard on these platforms. So when you come here to Epiphany Radio, you're being heard. And guess what, y'all? In some of these countries, you're being heard in their language. How phenomenal is that? How phenomenal is that?
Mm-hmm.
I say this just about every show that I host on. There would be no Epiphany Radio without you. So we cherish you. We value you. Epiphany Radio is the next phase in online entertainment. Entertainment. So we desire to bring you quality shows night in and night out so that you can be thoroughly entertained as well. That's all I got, bro. I'm ready. I'm ready for the next show. That's all I got. I'm ready for the next show.
Well, listen, we got another show tomorrow. Who we got tomorrow? What time are we going?
9 p.m. Later on tonight, it is Poetic Therapy, La Perla Negra, and guest host, Rob Poetry Morrow.
Nice. So you know where I'm going to be tomorrow at 9 p.m. because I'm getting off work early, so I'll definitely be tuned in and hope that we got all the callers that was here tonight to be there tomorrow and more. So with that being said, as we know, you could have been anywhere in the world tonight, but you spent this time with us. We thank you. And we're going to close out and wish you a very, very, very good morning at this point. Get yourself some rest, recharge. Let's get ready to inspire some more ink, as this thing does not end. It just rotates and repeats. So, you know I'm an artist. I'm sensitive about my shit. And that. While we bring iron sharpens iron. Have a good night, kings and queens. Till next time, be blessed. Good night.
Good night.